and we took up the floor in the house and put four head of horses in one end of the house between the studding and the floors, you know. Kept me in there that night. And all bundled up in the other end of the house.
Uh-huh. Kept your stock, though. I didn't freeze.
Well, the other stock outside, we had them in a hay shed.
Uh-huh.
Such as that.
Did you, you said you had a big room. Now, did you call it anything special, just a big room, or?
Well, that's where we slept, had our parlor, and our living room, and our kitchen and dining room, and the whole darn thing was in there.
All in one, huh?
All in one, yeah.
And you said you heated it with a stove?
Huh? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We had a regular cook stove in it, but we all had a drum heater. You find them once in a while, yeah, it's an old drum.
Uh-huh. Big sheet metal stove?
Yeah. Well, it's just kind of a tin, or it's a kind of a sheet metal, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I can't show you what I think you can find one or some around yet.
Yeah, we had one when I was a kid, only we had a little one. It was about that big around, sort of egg-shaped.
Yeah. And we drew water out of well buckets, you know. We had a bucket down, or a well down over the hill, and when one bucket come up, let the other one down, you know.
Do it with half the work.
Huh?
Do it with half the work.
Yes. So that's kind of well we had in them days.
Did any people heat their houses with those open things in the end of the building?
Fireplace?
Yeah.
There wasn't very few fireplaces. They're kind of afraid of them. They wouldn't tell you why. They didn't have nothing to make them out of. You put it hard to get mortar them days, you know.
Uh-huh.
We'd go to these gyp places and dig out and get gyp.
Uh-huh.
And plaster the house gyp, but every time it rained, get a little wet, you couldn't wash it inside because it'd fall off.
Your house would melt, huh?
Your house would melt. That's just the size of it.
Well, what did they do for a fireplace? Just make it out of gyp, or did they put sticks in there?
Well, we never had no fireplace. We just used them old drum stoves.
Just uncommon, huh?
Yeah, just common drum stoves. Oh, there's some that they had fire, and they just, but they had to keep away from the walls.
Yeah.
You see, there wasn't no brick then, you know. There wasn't no brick. We had a brick kill out to Henderson, we'd go out and get some brick to build flues with, you know.
Uh-huh.
All brick clear from Henderson, we was 23 miles out of Henderson. Uh-huh. And we'd go out there, they had a couple brick kills out there. They're all gone now, though.
Now, you said the flue, this would be the part that the smoke goes up?
Huh? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. See, I have an old flue right there now, you know. I left it in this house. A lot of people took them out, but uh-huh. I might want to get me a wood stove. I got a lot of blackjack land out here, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it costs more to get the wood cut now than dust for gas, you know.
Yeah.
There's it costs as much in one day to get one day's wood as with a month's gas to uh-huh. get cut.
Yeah, it's strange how the wood is now for the rich and gas is for...
Oh, they still cut some wood yet for fireplace around the city. A lot of people around the city don't have fireplaces now.
Yeah.
If I was going to build a house now, I'd build a fireplace in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call that board up over a fireplace?
Huh?
What do you call a board up over a fireplace?
Oh, you mean that there?
Where you might put your clock or your pictures or
something? Oh, what do you call that now? I don't... I know. It's your little place right around over your fireplace uh-huh. where you set your clock and everything, you know.
I know some people call them mantle boards and some
we had an old clock here, but I think we can tell you my children took a lot of my stuff, you know.
That's good, I think, don't you?
Oh yes, passed on out them.
Yeah.
And such as that.
I talked to a gentleman over in Miami who had a side saddle that he just dearly loved it, but his children didn't care anything for it. He was brokenhearted because he'd rubbed this thing with oil a couple times a year. It was
you know what,
balance.
Though, when they get old, they'd wish it. Now, if I had to know what to do now, I'd have saved a lot of this stuff back mm-hmm. along now, you see. But it's got away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And you never don't realize, you know. Well, just think now. It was like my oldest boy. He's an Army engineer. He says to me, he says, Pop, they all call me Pop, kid, dude. Says, 6 years from now, it'll just be